The Kraft Foods Company presents Willard Waterman as the Great Gildersleeve. The Great Gildersleeve is brought to you, partially transcribed, by the Kraft Foods Company. There's a very special reason why the French dressings you make with Kraft oil always turn out tasting extra good. Kraft oil is a lighter-bodied oil that blends better with the vinegar and seasonings you use. A great discovery at Salad Dressing Headquarters gives Kraft oil its lighter body. I'm sure you'll agree it's the most wonderful oil ever created for salad dressings, for finer baking, and for frying, too. Get a bottle of Kraft oil tomorrow. Well, the great Gildersleeve is in the enviable position of having two attractive girlfriends. There's Leela Ransom, the bewitching southern widow, and there's Grace Tuttle, the charming schoolteacher whom he's escorting home from the movie tonight.
I enjoyed the picture, Throckmorton.
So did I, Grace. I like a picture that doesn't make you think.
But how did you feel about the ending?
Great. I like an ending like that.
Oh?
You don't leave the theater wondering what happened to the guy. You know the lion ate him.
It's probably just as well. His jilted girlfriends were about to catch up with him.
Yeah. Funny how some people ask for trouble. Uh-oh. There's Leela. Can't let her see me.
Why are you stopping?
Well, I think I'd better go back to the car and check the air and the tires.
They look all right to me.
You'd better check anyway.
Zeke. Now Leela's crossing the street. She'll see me back here.
Throckmorton, where are you going?
Yeah, I'm just sneaking up front. Yeah, I mean, checking the front tires.
I wonder if Leela saw me.
Why are you so interested in the tires?
Now, Grace, I can't afford to let them go flat, you know.
But this isn't even your car.
Crash.
Last night, Unc.
Well, how do you know, Leroy?
The dog barked when you came home. Twice. 2 o'clock.
Leroy, that Great Dane isn't that smart. It couldn't have been 2 o'clock. What time was it?
About midnight.
Yeah.
Did Miss Ransom enjoy the movie, Miss Gilsey?
You know, I didn't take Mrs. Ransom to the movie, Bertie.
No, sir.
Oh, you took my teacher, huh?
Yeah, I took Miss Tuttle.
I thought it was Miss Ransom's turn.
Well, I did see Leela after the show, outside the theater.
Uh-oh. What'd she say when she saw you with somebody else?
She didn't see me. I hope. Bertie.
Yes, sir?
I think I'll invite Mrs. Ransom over to dinner this evening.
Yes, sir?
Why?
Well, I was nice to Miss Tuttle last night and took her to a movie. Tonight I'll be nice to Mrs. Ransom and have her over for dinner.
Oh, boy, wouldn't it be great if they got together someday and compared notes?
Leroy.
Hey, you're turning pale just thinking about it.
Have you ever met Miss Gilsey?
Well, no. They haven't been introduced.
Unc's too cagey to let that happen. He won't even let one know he's going with the other.
I have nothing to hide.
Okay, when I go to school, I think I'll tell Miss Tuttle you're inviting Mrs. Ransom to dinner.
You will not. Leroy?
Yeah?
Before Leela arrives, I want to have a word with you.
What about? I've washed behind my ears, brushed my hair, and my table manners are flawless.
Well, listen, flawless. Watch what you say tonight.
What do you mean, Unc?
Yeah, I know you like to tease.
Me?
But don't bring up the subject of Miss Tuttle.
Oh, that.
As far as you're concerned, she doesn't even exist.
When she corrects my papers, I wish she didn't.
Yes, yes. We'll just watch it.
Okay.
I'll answer the door, Bertie. That's Leela. She always rings twice.
Here I am, Throckmorton.
Well, Leela. Come in and let me take your coat.
Oh, thank you.
You should have let me come over for you.
Oh, well, not just that short distance, Throckmorton.
Well, I'll drive you home.
Oh, well, why get out the car just to drive half a block?
Well, to make it worthwhile, I'll take you home by way of the reservoir. There's a full moon out there.
Oh, you schemer, you.
Come into the parlor, Leo. Let's sit by the fire.
Throckmorton, you build the best fires to sit by.
Well, I know how you appreciate a good fire.
Where's Leroy?
He must have gone upstairs for something, but we won't miss him. Let's sit down and enjoy a few moments alone.
Isn't this relaxing?
Your hand's cold, Leela.
Excuse me, Miss Gilfley.
Bertie.
I just want to say hello to Miss Ransom.
Hello, Bertie.
How are you, Miss Ransom?
Wonderful, just fine.
Well, Bertie, nice of you to come out and say hello.
Yes, sir. Miss Ransom, guess what Bertie's having for dinner?
Well, I knew the minute I walked in the door you were having Creole gumbo.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Bertie, now that we all know, hadn't you better go back and check it?
Yes, sir. Miss Ransom, while I'm here, maybe you'd like to have that recipe.
Oh, well, I just love it, Bertie.
Okay, I'll write it down.
Later, Bertie.
Oh, I've made gumbo lots of times, Bertie, but I never can get it to taste like yours. You must have some special secret.
Well, I'll let you in on that.
Good.
When it comes to a boil, Bertie makes a couple of passes over the pot and says, "Mumbo jumbo, be good gumbo."
Oh, isn't Bertie wonderful?
Yeah. But I don't know if it was a good idea to bring you here for dinner, Leela.
Why do you say that?
Well, when a fellow has a girl, he likes to have her to himself for a while.
Am I still your girl, Throckmorton?
You bet. The one and only.
Here's Leroy.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Miss Ransom.
My, you're getting to be such a big, good-looking boy.
Oh, for sit down, Leroy.
Okay.
We're just having a chat before dinner.
Can I go to a movie tonight? You've got Mrs. Ransom.
Sure you can go, my boy.
There's a good picture at the Strand, Leroy.
Yeah?
I saw it last night.
I saw it, too.
Well, let's get off the subject of movies.
Throckmorton, I saw a man come out of that show last night who looked just like you.
Me?
But when I realized it couldn't be you because this man was with another girl. And when I crossed the street, I thought I saw you again.
Well, chances are you didn't see me, Leela.
Do you think I could have seen your Uncle Leroy?
Don't ask me. I wasn't at the movie with him.
Oh, well, perhaps we can find more interesting things to talk about than the movies.
Yeah, I'm sure we can.
Leroy, how is school these days?
I'm living.
What's your teacher's name this year?
My, teacher?
Yeah, speaking of the movies again.
You don't happen to have that new teacher, do you, Miss Tuttle?
Well, do I, Unc?
Miss Tuttle, you say?
Tell me about her, Leroy.
So far as I'm concerned, she doesn't exist.
Oh, I love the way you two boys stick together.
Now, Leela.
Throckmorton. Why don't you introduce me to her?
Well...
I'll bet we girls would have a lot to talk about.
Well, Leela, you see, I don't know her too well. That is, Grace... I mean, Miss Tuttle is quite busy at school, I imagine. And, well...
Saved by the bell.
Hello, Peavy.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. What can I do for you this afternoon?
I'm meeting Leela Ransom here for a Coke. I guess I'm a little early.
Yeah, I'd be early, too, if I was meeting Mrs. Ransom.
You see, he was over home for dinner last night, Peavy.
My, my. That doesn't seem like any time since you were in here buying a Coke for Miss Tuttle.
Well, that's beginning to cause me a little concern.
You don't say.
Mila saw Miss Tuttle with me the other night. Now she wants to meet her.
Well, a woman likes to size up her competition.
Yeah, I guess so.
When I was courting Mrs. Peavy, she wanted to meet my other heartthrob.
Oh? How'd you talk her out of it?
I didn't. I went right ahead and arranged it.
You did?
Yes, I took Mrs. Peavy to the theater to see Mary Pickford. I had quite a crush on Miss Pickford.
Oh, my goodness. I have more of a problem.
I don't know why, unless you've been handing them both the same line.
Peavy, you don't think they'd get together and compare notes, do you?
It's been done. When are you leaving town, Mr. Gildersleeve?
I'm not that worried.
Well, then I'll give you something to worry about.
What's this?
You say you're meeting Mrs. Ransom here?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, here comes Miss Tuttle.
Hello,
Miss
Peavy.
Good afternoon, Miss Tuttle.
And Throckmorton.
Hello, Grace.
What a pleasant surprise.
Yes, indeed.
What can I do for you, Miss Tuttle?
Oh, you go ahead and wait on Throckmorton.
Yeah, no. Go right ahead, Grace. You're probably in a hurry.
Oh, really? I'm not. I'm just on my way home from school.
Well, I have to be going then. Maybe I can stop Leela outside. Goodbye, Grace. So long, Peavy.
Throckmorton, I was hoping we could chat over a soda.
Two sodas coming up.
Peavy, I'm in a hurry. I have to go.
That's why I'm rushing the soda.
Oh.
Sit down, Throckmorton, and enjoy a soda.
Yeah, well, I'd like to, but I have an appointment and I'm late.
Hello, Throckmorton.
Leela.
Shall I make it three sodas, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Hello, Mr. Peavy. You cute little old man, you.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, Throckmorton. But I see you've managed to occupy your time.
The poor boy was just enjoying a short leave before going back on duty.
It just occurred to me, you two haven't met. Miss Grace Ransom, may I present Mrs. Leela Tuttle? No, I mean, Mrs. Transon, Miss Fuddle. Tuttle.
That's Mrs. Ransom on the left and Miss Tuttle on the right. The red-faced man in the middle is Mr. Gildersleeve.
It's so nice meeting you, Miss Tuttle.
I'm sure I feel just as you do about it.
Just the other night I told Throckmorton I wanted to meet you.
Oh?
I even accused him of keeping you hidden in a closet. Now that I've met you, I understand why.
Now, Leela.
Well, Throckmorton has never mentioned you to me. In fact, I've never heard the poor man complain about anything.
Mr. Gildersleeve, why don't you and I step back out of the line of fire?
Peavy, help me out. Girls, let's not let the sodas get cold. Yeah, I mean hot. Drink up.
Oh, Throckmorton, let Miss Tuttle and me get acquainted. What do you teach at school, honey? Ancient history?
No, but if you're interested in completing your grade school education, darling, I'll speak to the principal about it.
Meow.
Well, never.
What am I worried about, Peavy? They'll never get together.
Miss Tuttle, I'll have you know I attended Briarcliff.
What a coincidence. I was a Kappa at Briarcliff, but of course that was after your time.
A Kappa? Why, that's my sorority.
Really? You a Kappa, too?
Cross my heart.
I had no idea.
Oh, I declare, Grace, I'll bet we know just oodles of the same people.
Leela, we must get together very soon and talk.
My.
Yeah, well, girls.
Oh, isn't it a small world, Throckmorton? Imagine two sorority sisters winding up in Summerfield with the same beau.
Yeah. Well, now that you've met...
Oh, excuse us a minute, Throckmorton. Leela.
Yes, honey?
Did you know a girl by the name...
Peavy, they're sorority sisters. They'll never get around to talking about me.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Greg Gildersleeve will be back in just a moment. Few things are more tempting to American appetites than a platter of fried chicken. And tonight we bring you the Kraft Kitchen special recipe for preparing this old favorite. They suggest you make sure your chicken will be golden crisp and tender by frying it in Kraft oil. This superfine liquid shortening created by Kraft has a lighter body. Kraft oil is ideal for all kinds of frying. There's no oily aftertaste, and foods get a better, quicker crust because very little of the oil is absorbed. First thing you do is pour Kraft oil into your skillet to the depth of 1 inch. It's easy to gauge exactly the right amount. While the oil is heating, sprinkle pieces of frying chicken with salt and pepper. Put half a cup of flour into a paper bag and shake each piece of chicken separately until it's coated with flour. Then slide them into the Kraft oil in the skillet. For thorough cooking, you'll want to fry your chicken at low heat. Turn the pieces only once and fry until they're golden brown and well done. Crisp on the outside, juicy and tender inside. Drop a postcard to the Kraft Kitchens for the printed recipe. The address is Kraft Kitchens, Kraft Foods Company, Chicago 90, Illinois. Kraft Kitchens, Kraft Foods Company, Chicago 90, Illinois. Kraft Oil's lighter body assures you of fried foods that are light and digestible. Tomorrow, get a bottle of Kraft Oil, the most wonderful oil ever created for frying, baking, and salad dressings. Lighter bodied, Kraft Oil. Well, the very thing the great Gildersleeve has been guarding against ever since he began dividing his time between two girls has finally happened. Yep, they've met. And to make matters worse, they've discovered they're sorority sisters, and they've made a date to get together.
Yeah, at first, Bertie, they were making sarcastic remarks to each other and behaving very naturally.
Yes, sir.
And then they discovered they went to the same school, and that did it.
Yes, sir.
They're going to a fashion show together this afternoon, some new store opening.
Yes, sir.
Gee, tough, Unc.
What, Leroy?
Once they get together and find out you've been handing them the same line, you're dead.
Leroy, a fellow doesn't tell two girls the same thing. But even if I did, it doesn't necessarily mean they'll confide in each other. Does it, Bertie?
Well, I remember Miss Marjorie used to say sorority sisters have no secrets.
Yeah, remember when Marge used to have slumber parties, Unc? And the girls would sit up all night and talk about the boys?
Hmm. I wonder how I can keep them apart.
Pretty hard to keep a woman from a fashion show. Of course, if you was with them, they couldn't talk about you.
Nah, they could just hit you over the head with their parasol.
All right, Leroy.
Miss Gildersleeve, why don't you go to the opening?
Bertie, a man has no business at a woman's fashion show. How would I get in?
Can't you just go as the water commissioner and tell him you came to inspect the pipes?
Well, it is a new store. I could go as an official from the city and wish them well. Take some flowers.
Sure. Take a bouquet and buy an extra lily to hold in your hand in case your plan doesn't work.
Leroy. Well, it was short notice for the florist. I had to take what was made up. But it's pretty. Yeah, nice storefront. Mademoiselle Buffon. Very elegant shoppy.
Well, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Peavy.
What are you doing with the floral horseshoe? Looking for a race track?
All right. This is for Mademoiselle Buffon's opening.
I notice it says good luck.
Yeah.
If you're going in there, you're the one who'll need the luck.
Well, Peavy, how about going in with me?
How's that?
No fooling. You've never seen a fashion show. Come on.
Well, I don't suppose it'll get back to Mrs. Peavy.
No.
If it did, I'd know where to come to get her a little present.
Sure. Grab one end of the horseshoe and in we go. Hey, pretty fancy. What do you think of this, Peavy?
My.
That must be Mademoiselle Buffon over there.
From the way she carries her nose in the air, I'd say yes.
And look at all the pretty girls.
My.
Petey, don't drop the horseshoe.
Oh, may I help you, gentlemen?
No, we can carry it all right. Thank you, ma'am.
Pardon me, but are you Mademoiselle Buffon?
Yes.
Well, this is Mr. Richard Q. Petey.
Oh?
And I'm Commissioner Gildersleeve, extending good wishes from the city of Summerfield.
How lovely. And what a beautiful sentiment. Good luck.
Thank you.
I'll have the porter put it on the stage. And won't you come in and see our creations for spring?
Yeah, I think we'd enjoy that. Don't you, Petey?
I think so.
You'll find seats in the salon. We are having an intermission before we model our sun suits.
Sun suits?
Excuse me, Mr. Gildersleeve. I think I'd better get back to the pharmacy.
By George, you went out of here like a shot. Well, models in sun suits aren't going to buffalo me. I have to find Leela and Grace. Oh, there they are. There's a vacant chair behind them. Yeah, they have their heads together. I wonder if they've started comparing notes yet. Coming through, please. Pardon me, miss. Madam?
Oh, lady, watch those knitting needles.
Now if I can slide in here, I'll surprise them. Now, which one shall I speak to first? Or shall I just say, hello, girls?
Grace, I think he's one of the most likable men I've ever met.
He's a dear.
I wonder who they're talking about. Can't be me.
And he's so wonderful to Leroy.
Hey, it is me. Well.
Yes, I was quite impressed with Throckmorton the first day he came to see Leroy at school.
Well, no use interrupting this conversation. Wouldn't be polite. Why not I just sit back and enjoy it?
Throckmorton's been just like a father to him.
Getting these girls together is the best thing that ever happened.
Wonder why he's never married.
Oh, he's had ideas, believe me.
Oh?
I can tell you a few things about that. I've known Throckmorton from way back.
Uh-oh.
You'd be surprised how many times that man has been engaged.
He's been engaged to a lot of girls?
I mean, just to me. And I suspect there have been others.
Zeke.
Strange, I don't think he's the type who'd appeal to many women.
Oop, that hurt.
Well, he's no ball of fire, but a girl can't sit at home all the time.
What's so funny about that?
Grace, may I ask you a personal question?
I suppose so.
Does Throckmorton ever bring you anything but chocolate-covered cherries?
Well, I've had those, too, but Christmas he brought me some perfume.
Oh, well, I hope it wasn't like that toilet water he gave me. I think he got it out of the Gulf of Mexico.
I better break this up before they get personal.
Leela, has Throckmorton ever kept you on the porch saying goodnight and told you your big blue eyes do something to him?
No. He tells me my big hazel eyes do something to him. And he's so dark he can't even see them.
That does it. I was much better off when they were battling. Girls! Hello, Leela. Grace.
Why, Throckmorton.
How long have you been here?
Just arrived.
Thank goodness.
What?
She means, thank goodness that you came to the fashion show. Why did you come?
Well, I thought I'd look in on the new shop, representing the city, you know. You mind if I move my chair up between you?
Well, I guess you can squeeze in.
Thank you. You girls seem to be getting pretty chummy.
Isn't it amazing what good friends Leela and I have become in so short a time?
Well, I recall when you first met, you didn't care for each other at all.
Oh?
Leela, what did you mean by that nasty crack you made about Grace?
What?
Well, you asked if she talked ancient history. Yeah, I guess that was because she looks a little old.
Throckmorton Gildersleeve, who looks a little old?
I didn't say it. Leela said it. And Grace said much worse things about you, Leela.
Oh, Throckmorton.
Yes, she did. She said if you were interested in completing your grade school education, she'd speak to the principal. Yeah, I'd resent that, Leela.
Oh, Throckmorton, you're just making up things.
I am not.
Sorority sisters wouldn't say things like that to each other.
Yes, you did. You got real catty.
Throckmorton, if you ever want me to speak to you again, you stop saying unkind things about my friend Grace.
Me?
Shh, Mademoiselle Buffon.
And now, ladies, may I... Oh, and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's me.
May I have your attention? We take great pride in introducing our sun suits. This season at all the fashionable resorts, you will find milady smartly clad or unclad to take full advantage of the
dull afternoon. A lot of good that $20 horseshoe did me.
Since I bought it, all I've had is bad luck.
Waiting for someone, monsieur?
Just waiting to say goodbye to a couple of girls, Mademoiselle Buffon. They're trying on some dresses, I believe.
Oh, marvelous, marvelous. If you want your check, okay, just come to me.
Yeah, thank you, but they're on their own.
Oh. Well, good day.
Good day. I don't know why I'm waiting to say goodbye. They'll just start talking about me again the minute I'm out of sight. Too bad I couldn't start them feuding. Yeah, I've lost them, that's all.
Oh, I bought the most precious party dress, Leela.
Oh, well, I'm just crazy about my selection.
By George, they don't even notice me anymore. Girls!
Oh, hello, Throckmorton. I'm just dying to see what you bought, Leela.
I have an idea. Why don't we take a peek at each other's dresses right here?
Why don't we?
Goodbye, girls.
Mine has a perfectly adorable neckline.
Don't mind. Isn't this fun?
Great fun. I'm sneaking out of here.
There! How do you like this creation, honey?
Why, Leela, that's just like the dress I bought.
It is. Why did you buy my dress?
Your dress?
You copycat.
What's this?
What'd you call me, Leela Ransom?
You've got your nerve, Grace Tuttle.
Hey, maybe I better stick around.
I didn't dream you'd buy my dress. I didn't think you had such good taste.
Well, if I had good taste, I wouldn't be here with you.
Oh, Throckmorton, will you take me home?
Me?
And another thing, you keep your hands off my bow. Come on, Throckmorton.
Yeah, but...
He's taking me.
Oh, no, he isn't.
Say, I have an idea. Why don't you girls flip a coin to see who gets me?
The Great Gildersleeve will be right back. The better oil for all your frying is Kraft Oil, and better liquid shortening for baking is Kraft Oil. And Kraft Oil also makes better homemade salad dressings. It's a lighter-bodied oil that blends faster and more perfectly with the other ingredients your recipes call for. Only Kraft Oil is super fine to give it greater delicacy and a lighter body. Get a bottle tomorrow. Discover the wonderful difference Kraft Oil makes in your cooking and salad dressing.
Good morning, Bertie.
Morning, Miss Gildersleeve. Here's the paper.
Oh, thank you, Bertie. My name may be in the news today.
Yes, sir?
Hey, Unc, what are we going to name that dog of ours?
Here we are. Gala Opening.
Gala Opening? That's a silly name for a dog.
Leroy, your uncle's trying to find his name in the paper.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is a write-up about the fashion show, my boy.
Hey, did the flowers get you in, Unc?
You bet. It cost me $20, but it was worth it. I stand ace high with Leela and Grace. Besides, look at the publicity I'm getting. Let's see what it says here. Among the interested spectators at Mademoiselle Buffon's formal opening was a lone gentleman. Yeah, that was me. Who graciously presented the management a floral horseshoe.
A horseshoe at a fashion show?
Well, there were a lot of clothes horses there, Bertie.
Yes.
By George, this is great. I may clip this and show it to the mayor. Not many men are as well known in town as Commissioner Gildersleeve.
Oh, brother.
And let's see what else it says. According to Mademoiselle Buffon, this symbol of good luck was personally presented by one of the city commissioners, Richard Q. Peavy? Good night, folks.
The Great Gildersleeve is played by Willard Waterman. The show is written by John Elliott and Andy White and is partially transcribed. Included in the cast are Walter Tetley, Lillian Randolph, Mary Shipp, Shirley Mitchell, Paula Winslow, and Dick LeGrand. Musical compositions by Jack Meekin. This is John Heaston saying good night. Be sure to listen in next week and every week for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
Done up just right, a delicious hamburger can be truly a gourmet's delight, a big deal in eating pleasure. Of course, just about every good cook knows that a dash of Kraft-prepared mustard really makes a hamburger. Because when you add a little mustard, you add a lot of tang. Kraft mustard, naturally. There are two kinds of Kraft-prepared mustard. Mild Kraft mustard, if you like it smooth and delicately spiced. Snappy Kraft mustard with horseradish added, if you like it zippy. Get both kinds of Kraft-prepared mustard at your food store.
Tonight, play You Bet Your Life on NBC.